So this morning we'll go through, maybe together, some ways of practicing. And we start with a refuge. Hamiflata, miklata, baita, kechavaya, shel makom she'efshar lashen, a place to lean on, a place to rest on. Just sense it now, that there is a place for us to rest on, to rely on. We can take a breath and just, as we breathe out, feel our whole body relaxing because we are being held as if we're in the arms of a mother. We don't need to worry too much about refuge in something that we recognize as something specific. It's more the movement. Hatnua, hatrust, haemun, of arriving home. And the most immediate place of home is presence, nochachut. Being here and knowing it. And relax into that place. And remember that this feeling now, which is available to us at any time in our life. And from this place of refuge, miyamakom shel hamiklat bayit, efshar latchil listavev b'toch habayit, liftoach chederim dalatot shebe'etzem lo nichnasnu arbe zman. go around in this home opening doors that we didn't open for some time. Subtle places in the body. Places of just energy. Places we can't define. Atavit yad lo relevanti yoter im hayad achavaya shel yad ze anan shel energia v'tchushot. Az efo hayad? The aliveness of the body, chayut, havaya, sense of being alive. Ve'od pam ze makom efshar lismoch. This I know. Hakol olam zel. Ani lo. I can't rely on many things in life, but I can rely on this. The experience of aliveness in my being. And it's quite joyful. It invites me to dance with all the cells im kol ha-ta'im v'ha-rikmot. He mazminim otanu ha-toda'a shelanu gam lirkod itam. אפשר להתחבר לנשימות גם. איך הזרימה, הגלים, גלי נשיפה ושאיפה, the waves of in-breath and out-breath that we experience now, coming and going so naturally, so peacefully. Nothing we need to do, nothing we need to change, nothing we need to control. Again, can we remember this moment with the natural flow of the breathing coming in and out of the body, and know that it's available 24 hours in our whole life. A place of inner truth and clarity and certainty. And see how when we surrender into the breathing, we can keep our concentration there for longer periods by surrendering, not by struggling. Surrendering means we are being breathed, we are being carried by the breath. Machshavot gam hem ba v'cholef. Gam roim et al zerem ha-machshavot k'mashu ma'od tivi. Ha-machshavot osot ma shehem yudim lasot. The thoughts come and thoughts go. They do what they need to do. Let them. Let them come. Let them go. Let them be. There's nothing wrong right now. Can we be the witness, a dut, watching thought pass by, watching the energy flowing in the body, experiences, tchushot, unashimot. Witness, not neutral, not technical. Seeing with kind eyes. This life in front of our eyes, seeing with kindness. If there's feelings in the heart, we can know them too. Whatever they are, we give them space and we know them with kindness, as if the feelings are water flowing and we are sitting on the side, on the bank of the river. maybe we can understand the image in the tradition that the Buddha gave before he died of being an island in the stormy seas. And how to be an island in the stormy seas? Trust the inner truth, this breath, this feeling, this thought, this touch of the hands, this moment of existence that I experience directly. I rest in the flow of my life, and that's a place that I can stand. I can feel settled. If we have pleasant or unpleasant experiences, they don't need to take us out of that place. We include them as well. Witnessing with kind eyes. Maybe unpleasant experience in the body, our back is hurting. Going there with kind eyes. I'm there for you. I'm listening. I see you. Or difficult experience in the heart of a feeling that is not so pleasant, or an anxiety or a concern. I'm there for you. I'm holding you with kind attention. I'm listening. I give you space. And also pleasant experiences. I'm there for you too. And being able to move from pleasant to unpleasant easily, and a sense that I can hold them both with my attention. It's big enough to hold pleasant and unpleasant. And specifically, equanimity practice. If we like, we can just let one of the phrases appear in the consciousness naturally. In relation to an experience we're having right now, whatever it is, with the body, with thought, with feelings, may I accept things as they are. Mi iten vakabelet devarim kamo shehem. Or maybe changing a little bit the language. To fit what we were experiencing, may I allow things to be the way they are. And how does that feel? What change does that bring, if any? And so now I want to offer one or two guided images that are rather specific to equanimity, that are coming from the tradition. Get a sense now that we're sitting on the earth. The weight of the body is pulling us down. We feel our body is earth, and our body as earth, as material, joins the earth, made of the same things. and feel that the earth is big enough to accept everything. So I want to read from a sutta, from a text about this. The text says, "Develop meditation that is like the earth, for then pleasant and unpleasant contacts with the world through the senses will not invade the mind." Just as things are thrown into the earth, but it's big enough to absorb everything. So let's do the same with the other three elements. First, water. Get a sense of water in our bodies, in our mouth, the same as in the taps and in the sea and in the clouds. Endless water, inside and outside. Which we are part of, not separate from us. So the Mahara Hulavoda Sutta, the text says, develop meditation that is like the ocean. For then pleasant and unpleasant contacts with the world through the senses will not invade the mind. Just as we can throw things into the ocean and it will absorb all. Connect with the element air, the touch of the air on our cheeks, maga avir al panim shalanu, avir betocha rayot neshimot, shekola olam noshem, kola yikum noshem itanu. The whole world breathes with us. Hashamayim mi'al, hamerchav, hamerchavim betoch haguf, spaces in us. the sense that air, space and us are the same, inside and outside. Develop meditation that is like the air. For then pleasant and unpleasant contacts with the world through the senses will not invade the mind. Just as we throw things into the air, we let things go into the air, and the air and the space is big enough to take everything. And the fourth element, fire. Get a sense of fire. The warmth in the body. The way the body is making heat from food. The way their parts of the body are cold and parts of the body are warm. Not different from the sun and fire deep in the earth. Joining ourselves, the energy in the fire within and the energy in the fire outside are one. And as the text says, develop meditation that is like fire. For then pleasant and unpleasant contacts with the world through the senses will not invade the mind. Just like fire is so big and universal, it can burn anything and everything. And just come back to body. Breathing. Nature, teva. Tochenu. Pashtut, simplicity. Havaya. Just keep simple presence on bodily life a few minutes.